After Gaillard's reforms, Nespresso finally took off, but it is Favre who tends to take the plaudits as the creator. The story of the tinkerer playing with the pipes and valves in his workshop is more appealing than the smooth corporate rebranding exercise. Gaillard is only too glad to correct the record. "Those who really know the story know it was me," he said. Favre was a technician. He couldn't run the business. In 1990, after 2 years of struggle and personality clashes between the two men, Favre resigned, the result of what he described as a coup d'état. It doesn't take much to reopen the old wounds. "Gaillard is un diable," Favre told me. In his version of the story, Gaillard was a brash operator who made his position unbearable. In 1997, Gaillard left Nespresso to run Nestlé's ice cream business in the US. He subsequently left the company after a falling out with the then CEO, Peter Brabeck Letmath. The animosity between Gaillard and Nestlé lingers. "My name is forbidden at Nestlé," Gaillard said, noting that there is no mention of him anywhere on the company website. He described the Favre-centric Nespresso origin story as, at best, a simplification, which omits the work of the many other designers involved. He also claimed that the original idea for Nespresso came not from within Nestlé, but from a research organisation, the Battelle Institute, which Gaillard said sold the idea to Nestlé in 1973. Nespresso denied the claims. When asked to clarify Favre and Gaillard's involvement, it replied with a generic history that mentioned no individuals. One crucial factor behind Nespresso's rise, unmentioned by Gaillard, was timing. In 1998, Starbucks arrived in the UK and elsewhere in Europe from 2001, although not in Italy, which somehow held out until 2018. Previously, it had been difficult to get a decent coffee anywhere outside Italy. At Starbucks, you could enjoy Italian-style coffee, which is to say, freshly made and with frothy milk, marketed with Italian-style language. According to the History of Consumption, Jonathan Morris, Nespresso capitalized on these new tastes. When customers started to ask how they could have Starbucks-style coffee at home, Nespresso was the best-placed product to take advantage of that. Between its Fortissimo and Vivalto pods, it had the Cod Italian ready to go too.